Thangin Podcast would like to appreciate everyone who has listened and watched our episode. On behalf of the podcast, we would like to encourage every one of you to follow and subscribe to us using whichever medium you choose to listen to us. This increases our outreach and makes us bring bigger and better guests for amazing stories. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Thangin Podcast. Today, I'm joined by the amazing DJ Lum Lum, who is an award-winning female DJ in China. DJ Lum Lum, if I'm to call you that, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me today. It's such a pleasure to be on the podcast.
Okay. First things first. Obviously, most people who are in China may know you. But according to you, how would you introduce yourself?
Well, I go by the name Tembi Mputi. I'm a student and DJ from South Africa in China. And I go by the name DJ Lum Lum. And I've been a DJ for 3 years now.
Let me ask you this question. Why is your DJ name Lum Lum?
So my second name is Lumwata, because I'm half South African and half Zambian. So my second name is Lumwata. So I used Lumwata and got DJ Lum Lum. So at first it was DJ Lum, but in China, then people were like, we like the name Lum Lum. So I prefer that the crowd gives me the name than I choose, because I didn't know what to call myself. At first I was like Lady T, but there was already someone who used like T in their name. So I was like, let me just be unique. And that's why I went with DJ Lum Lum.
Wow. Wow. According to me, and according to most people, you are among the best female DJs from Africa currently in China. I want to ask, you said you started 3 years ago. What was that moment that made you start and then now pursue this career in DJ?
So 3 years ago, that's when I started to go out in China, explore the nightlife in China and how it's like. And I realized that mostly there were male DJs. I never got to witness any foreign female DJ. So I thought to myself, since I love dancing and I enjoy listening to music, why not become a female DJ? And also at that time, that's when I also witnessed other female DJs in South Africa. And I realized that, if they could move the culture in South Africa, why not do that here as well? So that's what inspired me as well to become a DJ.
Okay. Was it easy to break out, especially as a lady?
No, it's not easy to break out as a DJ in general, but because there was not much demand for female DJs, I guess there was not many female DJs in the industry in China. So when they heard there's a female DJ, that gave me an easy way to pop, I guess, in China.
Yeah.
Than it would have in South Africa, because in South Africa, there are a lot of female DJs.
Wow, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm currently in Wuhan, and you're in Wuhan, I used some months ago.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's when I got a glimpse of your DJ work. However, yeah. I want to ask, what makes your skills on the turntable creative? What do people tell you makes you stand out? Well, according to you, what makes you stand out?
I've been told that I engage a lot with the crowd. So basically what I've realized as myself is whenever I DJ in China, I would be dancing with the crowd while they DJ. And I guess that allows them to also enjoy their time on the dance floor. And while I'm a DJ, I have to read the crowd, because just like a doctor, I have to make sure to give them what they need instead of what they think they want to hear. So I guess that's what made my music stand out.
Nice. And there's that assumption that since you're from South Africa, then you're so good at piano.
To be honest, as much as I think I'm good at playing on my piano, when I came to South Africa, I realized I wasn't as good. Because you get to, when you're in South Africa, you get to be exposed to people who just play amapiano. And so I had to learn how to play amapiano, when to play it, and what kind of amapiano to play at that time. Because in China, I can just play, amapiano that is well known on TikTok or that is trending. Whereas in South Africa, I need to learn how to play private school amapiano, deep house, so there are different types of amapiano that I need to practice and learn how to play. So I realized I'm actually much better playing Afrobeats than amapiano, but I do enjoy playing both genres. So yeah.
Okay, so it brings me to this question. What is your favorite music, Africa in general, to play? Like you're comfortable with?
So although I mostly play amapiano, but I enjoy DJing Afrobeats. Yeah, I really enjoy playing Afrobeats. Because I think in China we have a lot of West Africans, Eastern and Central Africans. So I guess being around them also exposed me to enjoy playing Afrobeats more than amapiano. So yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. That's nice. And so when you're playing this music to the crowd and you say you feel the crowd, I've usually noticed that the DJs, the African DJs like to play the piano, the Afrobeat, let's say like from 3 a.m. to maybe 6 a.m. But for us who come to the club early at around 1, we're listening to Western music. Why is that?
To be honest, because I think at that time is when there are a lot of people who come later to the groove, I think, and then that's when they want to hear amapiano or Afrobeat so that they can dance and enjoy their time there. I don't think if we play Western music at that time, they would want to enjoy, or they won't enjoy as much. And I think also because DJs look at the crowd that is there. So I think most people that come earlier aren't really the crowd you can play amapiano to or Afrobeats or any other music genre. Whereas when you come around 3 a.m., 4 a.m., up till 6, you find a lot of foreigners at that moment. And that's when you can let people to enjoy themselves and be on the dance floor.
Oh, nice, nice, amazing. Because that time schedule, I really never understood it. I really was asking myself, why does this happen? But thanks for the clarification.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your career as a DJ, as I earlier said, you won the Pride of Africa Asia Awards category of DJ of the year. Congratulations on that again. What would you
Thank you.
say has been your successes so far in your DJ career?
I guess my successes of being a DJ so far is having the opportunity to play in different provinces around China and being able to show my passion for music to those who might not know me as a DJ. And I guess having to change my weakness or the struggles I face as a DJ into a strength. So at first, I didn't know how to play for a different crowd because in China, we meet people from all different countries. So they listen to different types of music. So it was hard for me to accommodate everybody. But eventually, I had to teach myself how to play other genres like Afrobeats, dancehall, or reggae, amapiano, or Afrotech, so that when I go into the club and I read the crowd, I'm able to accommodate the people that are there. So I was able to learn and improve myself. And that is how I was able to find that as a success for me because now I'm able to play for the crowd without me, without it being a challenge for me anymore.
So I want to ask, if you're going, let's say, to a corporate event and to the nightclub, do you have a different set of songs, or you
Yes,
just or you
because
have the same?
obviously I don't play the same set of music when I DJ, whether it is a corporate event or DJing at a club, for instance, or an event. But usually if it's for like corporate events or for example the embassies, they do let us know what kind of music they would want at those kind of events. Maybe they don't really want amapiano, they just want, some hip hop or, R&B, soul music. They do let you know. But in terms of playing in the club or nightlife, I don't play the same set of music because if you check, there's so much music in the world. There's so many producers who are releasing music. So I need to update my playlist all the time.
Wow, so that means every day your ears on the ground are checking new music, new music, new music.
Yeah, so I always have to update my USB, my music, my playlists. They always have to be up to date because you wouldn't want to be known for playing the same music every time you play at an event or at a club or a birthday or or a corporate event, you'd say.
To this query, usually when I'm in the nightclubs in China, most of African music is either amapiano or like Afrobeat. But let's say a song from, let's say, my country, Uganda, maybe a country like Mozambique, Malawi. Their songs, they're nice, but they don't get the light of the day. I don't know why. You just go with what the
Yeah,
majority wants.
I guess at that moment is maybe what the majority wants. Because sometimes when you play a song, let's say if you're playing amapiano, there are people who will come and ask the DJ to like for a song request, and it's either related to amapiano or Afrobeat. But I have seen other DJs who do play like, Ugandan music. But obviously, once you start to play, people start to complain, like, ah, why are you playing that music? But they don't really understand that you're trying to accommodate everybody. So I guess the majority of foreigners do enjoy Afrobeats. I've seen they also like French music. So yeah, I guess it depends on the crowd that is there and what the crowd is demanding for.
Yeah, I understand. But for us from those countries, we don't want to hear our music to be played, eh? But
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I guess it will take time. Okay, as the female DJ that I know in China, how would you say right now the DJ scene is in China? Is it now more accommodating for female DJs? And how do you think you can navigate the challenges around that stereotype that okay, the men are doing better than the ladies in terms of the DJ work?
Honestly, women have always played a significant role in the music industry, but I feel like they are often underrepresented. However, in China and around the world, there has been a positive shift towards women being more recognized and more opportunities for female DJs. Being a female DJ in China, I think now because they're realizing that there are certain female DJs in China and they do hire female DJs because there are so many male DJs in China. But I would say, having a female DJ also brings a different crowd as well. Because, if you realize that in certain cities, when you see that familiar DJ, it means he brings a certain crowd that they want. But I believe with like the whole increased awareness of gender equality and promoting diversity, There are indeed more opportunities for female DJs to break out and thrive in this industry. And I feel like it's about time we recognize talent regardless of gender. I feel like we should all just be called DJs. It shouldn't be like female DJ, male DJ, because we are all doing the same thing. We are spreading the love for music. So, yeah.
Nice. I really loved your last point where you said they should all just be one, regardless of gender stereotypes. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, one of my last questions to you would be for an upcoming DJ who's even deciding whether they should take up the career and is listening in, what would be your advice?
My advice would be like if you feel like DJing is your passion and you'd like to pursue it, I feel like you should go for it. And remember that as a DJ, you will continue to learn every day because it's not easy and you shouldn't give up. You should keep pushing because till you get where you want to be. But one thing I can advise a person is that you won't become the best DJ overnight, because good things take time, and never feel demotivated or feel like you're not getting to where you want to be. Because all of us DJs, we all don't have the same journey when it comes to where we get in life. So I will always say, if you ever face a challenge as a DJ, never give up, keep pushing and pursuing it. So yeah, that would be my advice.
Nice. Okay, my last question to you would be, you're the first, you're the second South African on this podcast, but the first female South African on this podcast. I would want to say, what makes you a proud South African? And tell me more about South Africa, which of us everyone knows, but from a South African point of view. Tell me about your country.
All right. So South Africa is called the Rainbow Nation, and it describes the diverse nation with people from all countries, all backgrounds, religion, many different languages, cultures, tradition. It also symbolizes the objective of South Africa, which is being one nation, having all cultures under one sky, living in peace together. And I think me having to come from a country that has different cultures and traditions is one of the reasons why I love to learn about other countries and their culture and what makes me a proud African. That despite our differences, we are one. Because one thing I realized about being a foreigner or an African in a foreign country is that we are all walking ambassadors representing our country. So this gives me an opportunity to share my culture with those who don't know much about me. Some people that don't know much about Africa only know what social media shows, but it doesn't show the gems of our country. And what makes me proud, a proud African in China, is being able to share so much about South Africa or Africa in general. And that's why I love where I come from, despite what goes on in my country. And I stand a proud ambassador and spread it, not only through DJing, but also other ways like teaching people about the food we eat, the different cultures, the languages. So I feel like me being an African and representing my country and another culture is what makes me proud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, DJ Lumlum. Thank you so much for coming by to the podcast.